Tonight is a prayer meeting night. And no, I'm very happy that we have these testimonies tonight. But I did want to just go through those verses that are on the back of the sheet that you have. And I'd like us to then pray. Pray for our families, pray for our homes, pray for our home churches. Because someone said we're going back home. And so it's a challenge for each of us to go back and to now live out, as it were, the blessing and the work that God has begun and has done in our hearts. The first verse that we have there in Isaiah 44 was is our New Year's text at Williamsburg, and also the New Year's text for the church at Ridgewood. And my dad had given, I had given my dad about five verses at the beginning or the end of last year, and I said, "Dad, which one do you like for us for 2018? And they were all verses on the Holy Spirit. And but he chose this one from Isaiah 44, and I just want to read that with you. And it says prayer promises for parents. Of course, it's prayer promises for all of us, but as you read, you'll notice there are references to our children, to our children. And I want you to take note of that. What does God say about our children? What promises are made to us in regards to our children? And in Isaiah 44, it says this. "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing on thine offspring. I will pour my spirit on your children, and my blessing on your descendants. And they will spring up among the grass as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel." And I think that gives me hope as a parent, that God says he's going to pour out his spirit upon my children and upon my descendants. And as parents, we can lay hold upon those promises and believe that God will fulfill his word. It's not like they're going to grow up. It says they're not just like going to be like a little twig or a bush with no leaves. It says they're going to grow up like a plant that's by the watercourses, by the river, that's nourished by the water that flows in that river. And their lives will be given over to God. I'm the Lord's. I belong to him. That's God's promise for our children, for our young people. Let's have faith as we pray tonight that God will answer this promise, this prayer. And if you turn over to Joel chapter 2, here's a familiar passage to us as well. Joel chapter 2. 28 and 29, I'm sure you could quote it with me. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Isn't that wonderful? There's no boundary. It's for everyone. But then it gets specific. It says, "Your sons and your daughters will prophesy." Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I'm going to put my word in their mouths, and they're going to speak my word. Doesn't mean they'll necessarily foretell the future. That's not the meaning. but they're going to speak the words of God. My words will be in their mouth. They will prophesy. And then there's something for us too. The old men. Anybody in that category? No one, huh? Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. Upon our children. Oh God, God, give us faith. Again, not that they just survive, as it were, but they truly thrive in God's kingdom. That the word of God will be rich in their mouths because it's in their hearts. And God's spirit is able to bring it forth at the right time. The next one, Acts 2. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he quotes from Joel. He says, this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel. And then he speaks those words that I just read from Joel. But at the end of the chapter, there's another promise here for us. And it's just so precious. Now when they heard this, verse 37, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And here it is, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, the gift of the Holy Spirit is for our children. We talked a little bit about this morning, or one of these mornings, where sometimes we may tend to minimize what God can do in a child. But God says the promise is for your children. Let's believe that He will come to our young people. Pour out His Spirit upon them. I too have been blessed by the emphasis of waiting on God, of seeking Him. As a young person here at camp, we were encouraged to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if we weren't filled with the Holy Spirit immediately, as it were, or when we thought we should be, we were encouraged to believe that God was working something in us. That God maybe was emptying us or cleansing us or causing us to come to a place of greater surrender. That He knew exactly what He was doing. And so we want to have faith. God knows exactly what He's doing in our young people, in our children, those in our church. You know, sometimes we, as I said, we maybe get a little discouraged and we look at our youth and say, oh, God, You're not working. Now,
I don't mean that about you.
But we could tend to look at what we see and we don't realize that God is at work. And God is working in the heart. And God is preparing them. And in His time, He will come and reveal Himself to them. And they will spring up, take their place in the kingdom, be all that God has called them to be. Our part is to be in faith. When we're negative about it, we say, oh, God's not doing anything for them. Oh, the young people, oh, they don't get it. That shows you where we're at. Grumpy old people. I'm going to put my cough drop in. I don't ever talk for a little bit now. We're called to be in faith. We're all called to live the example before them. And I'll say it again, I said it before, if they don't get it, it's not their fault, it's our fault. Did you write that down? If the younger generation doesn't get it, so to speak, it's not their fault, it's our fault. Sister Hofflander said to me one time about someone, "You haven't prayed that person through yet." How many people has God placed upon our hearts and in our lives that we need to pray through? Well, it begins with our children. We can pray our children through. We can pray our grandchildren through. We can believe to see God at work in every generation, because He's promised to pour out His Spirit upon our children. And then just one more. Again, a very familiar passage in the book of Luke. Where Jesus teaches His disciples to pray. And He gives them the Lord's Prayer, and He gives them a parable about importunity and sticking with it and praying it through, perseverance. But then he goes on to say in verse 9, "I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?" Did I say bread? Ask bread. "Of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" How much more? We have a Father in heaven who delights to give good gifts to His children. He delights to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. And so our part is to ask, and to ask in faith, and to know that Father has our best at heart. He knows exactly what you and I need. He knows exactly what our children need. And He has provided for them the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're going to ask tonight. We're going to ask in faith. We want to lay hold upon your promises, Lord. We can't do it. I don't want you to misunderstand what I said before. We can't give the Holy Spirit to our children. But we can believe that God is able to do it. We can have an attitude of faith over them. And we can pray and live the life before them that will make this Christian life attractive and something that's real and something that they desire as well. Oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, thank you for these promises that we find in your word for our children. Lord, I pray that you'd place them upon our hearts, that you'd give us prayer in the Holy Ghost, that we truly would intercede and believe to see your working and your work appear in each of them. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? As parents, sometimes we pray for protection for our children. And, and that's right. God, protect them, keep them. How often we pray that. Keep them from harm, keep them from evil. And we pray for prosperity for them. And we pray for, as they get older, maybe send the right one to be their mate, a husband or a wife. We pray that way. But let's not neglect to pray for the spiritual aspects, the eternal. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, fill our children with your Holy Spirit. Put a hunger in their hearts that they would seek you, that they would find you in all your fullness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, take them beyond what we've experienced in God. Take them further in, Lord Jesus. Give us that faith, Lord, that you are the same and that you can do it again, Lord. We've heard of your working in the past. We've seen you work in the past. But God, you can do it again.
Yes,
you can pour out your spirit again and revive.
Yes,
revive your people.
Lord.
Revive your church.
Lord. Do it, oh God.
And so, Lord, begin. Begin in our homes. Begin in our churches. Let there be a move of the Spirit of God among us. Oh God, we're hungry, we're thirsty, we're dry, Lord Jesus. And your word says that you pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Oh God, we confess our need tonight. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, we know, Lord, it must be your work.
Yes.
It must be something from heaven.
Yes.
And so raise us up as those who pray and intercede, who lay hold upon our God. Lord, we won't let you go until you bless us. We won't let you go until you bless our children. We won't let you go until you bring them all the way into the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, maybe there were others that would just pray out. Lead us in a word of prayer. Come, let's just call upon God together. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, you hear us when we pray. We pray in accordance with your will. Oh God, oh God, oh God, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus.
Oh Father, you said ask and seek and knock, and Lord, we knock tonight at heaven's gate, and we pray that you'll come to our children. We pray that you'll keep them from evil, that you put a desire in their heart to be filled with you. Oh Jesus, we pray that you will make them hungry and thirsty to be filled with you, Lord. Oh God, come in a mighty way. Lord, we believe you. We believe you for our children.
Yes.
We believe you for our grandchildren.
Yes,
we believe
Lord,
you for our great-grandchildren.
Yes,
Lord, that you will come and put a desire in their hearts to love you and to serve you and to put away evil out of their lives.
Yes.
Oh, God, come in a mighty way. Lord, we pray that you put hunger and thirst in their heart for thyself. Jesus, we claim thy promises, Lord. You said ask, you said seek, you said knock, and we're knocking tonight.
Yes,
pray that you will open their hearts, that you will put a desire within their hearts to love you and to seek you and to follow you. For thy great name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, 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 oh God, dear God, dear God,
thank you,
God. Make us bright, shining lights to our children.
Yes, Lord.
Examples that they can follow.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come seeking
the lower
you.
Lights be burning, we pray, that
oh,
will guide them
God,
yes.
into
God.
The fullness of yourself, oh, God. Let them see it lived out in our lives. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. And give us the enablement, oh, Lord. And enable us, oh, God. Enable us to pray them through.
Dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Set the fire in our souls, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We let it burn so that we will strive with you. We will ask. We will seek. We will knock. O Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we know that you will answer us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For so great a salvation.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we commit them to you, our children, our
yes,
family,
Lord.
Our unsaved
Jesus.
Family
members. Yes.
That you would come
Jesus,
to them
Jesus.
And draw them to yourself, in Jesus'
name.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, lift up all the students that are going to school.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
some
yes.
have thought already.
Yes,
whether it's grade
yes.
school,
yes, Lord.
School,
God,
high school,
God.
College.
Yes,
Jesus.
Where it may be, Lord. Be with them.
Yes, Lord.
Some have been homeschooled, but those who've gone to public school, especially, Lord, they need you to be beside them.
Jesus, guard them.
Yes,
there are so many things that have come against them, peer pressure,
the
and the things that are taught sometimes
strength
are rather secular. As we know, and ungodly. But Lord, help them to be aware that you are with them and that
yes.
your word can be with them.
Them
bring
so
those
God.
Words that they have learned in Sunday schools, at home, to mind, Lord. And make them see that it is the word that they can grasp for themselves, Lord, to keep
yes.
by their hearts, and even share. We're so glad for the opportunity of those that have the day of prayer around the flagpole in certain places.
Yes, Lord.
They show their faith that way.
Or
some bring their Bibles to school and they learn that they can read it there. And pray, Lord, that they would be witnesses to you. Just give them that faith and that strength.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Father, I pray for Kaylee and Maddie. Thank you that they could be here for these few days. Lord, I just pray that your presence would just touch their hearts. Lord, I thank you that you are at work in them, that you love them, and that you have called them to yourself. I just also pray for their parents. I pray for Cheryl and Josh. I just pray, Lord, that you would draw them by your Spirit. Draw them to yourself, Lord. Draw them back, Lord, too.
Yes. Yes.
To really love you and to serve you. God, we want to believe for all our loved ones.
Yes.
Lord, all our children or grandchildren who aren't following you. Dear God, you're able, Lord, to bring them in. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we're asking you tonight, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord. Speak to their hearts, Lord Jesus. Don't let them be satisfied, Lord, until they truly return to you and give their lives back to you. Oh, God, you are able, Lord, to do this. And so, God, I just pray, Lord, answer the prayers that are being prayed right now. Oh, God, in the different hearts, the different homes, Lord. that need salvation. Dear God, bring salvation, we pray. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel also we should pray for these young people that are here that have been serving us, working in the kitchen and waitressing. And let's believe that God would just put his hand upon them. I know that we've prayed for them, but let's just be specific now and pray for them. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, come, my God, come, dear Lord. Come, dear Lord, work, I pray.
Lord, create a hunger in their hearts as never before.
Yes, Lord.
God,
yes, Lord.
See the seriousness of seeking you and finding you. Lord, we just pray a special blessing upon every one of us. This entire summer, everyone that has come, yes, work of these grounds.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Until they have found thee as the king of their hearts.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, come to these, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, we do thank you for this group of young people, Lord, and not only these, but those that are represented in our churches, Lord. We thank you for our youth, and Lord, we bring them before you. We thank you that they have a youth on their side, Lord, and you see the potential within each one, Lord, for the things of God. And Lord, we just pray that you would do something new among our youth, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Able,
give us faith.
Upon your heart, Jesus, that you would strengthen them in the things of God, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing in them, Lord. I just pray, Lord, as they spend time in your word, that you would speak to them, that you would, during the day, Lord, draw their hearts towards you as they're in school or with their friends, Lord. We pray that you would make them a blessing in their school, that their friends would see that something is different in each and every one of our young people, Lord, that you would give them opportunities, Lord, no matter how young they are, Lord, to minister to their friends, to be a blessing in their churches, Lord, to even minister to the older saints. And Lord, we recognize that if this is to happen, Lord, that they need to be endowed with power from on high. And so we want to claim your promises.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit.
That you would begin to work in them, Lord. That your kingdom would come to them, within them, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. That you would open their eyes to see that this world is not their home. Clearly, Lord, that they would seek to want your will. Lord, put these desires within them. We know it's within them, but cause it to grow. And Lord, give them the grace to follow you. Jesus, we pray for your keeping power to keep them, Lord, and to really do something within all of our young people, Lord, that would truly usher your kingdom to this earth. We thank you for them, Lord, for the example that they are to us, Lord. We pray that you would forgive us for not always being what we should be before them. But Lord, we stand before you as parents, as teachers, as leaders, as ministers, oh God, and we pray that you would truly get a hold of us, that you would do a work in us in these days, Lord, that truly our young people would be able to follow us because they see that we follow you. And so, Jesus, we do thank you for your working in the camp this season, Lord. So many young people that you've ministered to and that you've touched, oh God.
Oh,
and so,
hallelujah,
Lord, we just pray that in these days you would truly ignite a fire by the power of your Holy Spirit in all of our churches, Lord. This God that we read about in the Bible, Lord, we want to see him once again move within us and have your way, oh Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you specifically for this group of young people that are in this room, oh God, for their service. That they're praying for. God, oh, and Jesus, we just bring them before you And we ask that you would bless them, Lord, how you alone can bless them. Glorify your name in our midst, O God. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling,
but for the showers
we plead. There shall be showers of blessing,
precious reviving
again. He sends refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing, if we let God have his way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Yes, Lord, give us faith, Lord, to that end. Hallelujah. Just one song yet before we go tonight. It's a song that I don't think we sing enough. Maybe we think it's old-fashioned. It's number 502. Yes. What time do you leave us, Sister Elsie? Okay, so we probably won't see you then. Maybe. But we're going to pray for you tonight. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ministry of our sister. These many years, the faithfulness of your servant. And so, God, again, you just pour your life into her. That as she returns home, Lord, she would know that you are with her and that you have done something within. Lord, there's always more that you want to give, and we claim that. Claim the more that you have, Lord. And I just pray that you would come, watch over her, Lord, as she travels tomorrow. God, make your presence so real and precious to her. Oh, God, and make her the blessing that you have called her to be, to her family, to her church, to those around, Lord. Rivers of living water flowing from her inmost being. We commit it to you and to your working. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing. 502.
Oh, give us homes built firm upon the Savior, where Christ is head. Taught his love and favor.
Brother John, again, please pray with us.
Precious Savior. Lord, you have done much for us. These months here at camp, hours in this room, these altars at the village and Novantum in the cottage. Your Spirit has been at work in ways that we have stood in wonder and awe, thanksgiving and praise, Lord, for what you have done, and Lord, in ways that we have not seen. But your Spirit has worked deeply and has marked lives this year.
Yes.
Even these few days, Lord, we have sensed your presence in such a special way. Now, Lord, we pray that you would seal that work by your Spirit, Lord. Would you settle it, establish it, O God, confirm the work, Lord. Because many are coming and going now these last few days, dear God, we would look back and say, we have planted, we have watered. Lord, would you bring an increase? Would you bring forth much fruit, O
yes,
God?
Lord.
In each life that has been touched, Lord, we thank you and praise you. You are a faithful God. You are a good God. Lord, we will continue to receive all that you have for us here and as we go. Lord, your work is not complete. It is continuing. So, Lord, we believe in faith that what you have begun, you would bring to completion on that day. Lord, as we continue this walk and this journey, Lord, continue by your Spirit to work in each of us. As we've prayed in our young ones, the older ones, Lord, some that are far ahead and are setting the pace and the example, give them, Lord, grace to finish. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you. We go, Lord, with your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And just one announcement, and that's tomorrow morning we'll meet around the table after breakfast. So just bring your Bibles to the dining room in the morning. I do have one other booklet that I failed to mention previously. It's the staff devotional, and it's on the Holy Spirit. And I would encourage you to take one. There's a few here. There's more in the office. But if you're interested in taking one of the staff devotionals, it's called Pilgrims in Progress, the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. So come, I have them here. You can take them. God bless you.